This is one of my favorites of all the fundraising activities we're lucky enough to get involved with in this business. Catwalk for a Cure is coming up a week from Friday, and it's an annual event. Penny Cleary is here. She is the Director of Development for Sutter Health. Good morning to you, Penny.
Good morning, Pat. Thanks for having me on the show.
It's great to talk to you again about Catwalk. This is something I've been involved in for about 15 years
from
now.
From day one.
It is the 15th anniversary. Describe the day to us. What's Catwalk like for people who haven't been there?
Well, when you hear it described as a fashion show and luncheon, you might imagine, a fairly staid event with, young ladies walking out on the catwalk in a beautiful outfit with the outfits described one by one in sort of a slow, methodical way.
It is so not
You would be
that.
Wrong. You would be wrong. Instead, it's very upbeat, lots of loud, fun music, a little bit of frivolity on stage.
Oh, boy.
We have to leave some things to, the imagination. But let's just say that I have seen very nicely dressed professional women flanking the stage with dollar bills.
Yeah. And sometimes
all
getting up on the stage.
All for a good cause.
Yeah. Tell us what the cause is.
So Sutter provides free support services to people with cancer in our community, all because of the generosity of people who come to this event and who give throughout the year to make sure that people never feel like they have to be alone. So for example, people can attend support groups. We have about 10 or 12 support groups going at any time. We have healing retreats. We have education classes. We have nutrition consultations. We have free massage therapy. We have chiropractic. We have individual counseling. We have peer counseling. We have a wonderful peer counseling program called WINGS, where people who have been down the road.
Yeah.
Help others.
Very important. Very important. Larry, there are a couple of groups that are involved in Catwalk that you would actually enjoy seeing too.
Okay.
He says, like what? Because as Penny said, it really is not your mother's fashion show.
That's exactly
right.
Well, Penny, I was looking at the past pictures of the event, and I happened to see a lot of guys with their shirts off. I don't know about you, but
indeed. It is one of those things where people get up on stage and the music and the crowd moves them. And a few shirts have been
discarded. Yes. With intent, I might add. Yes. With intent.
And I will say all those dollar bills end up helping people with cancer.
Yeah, and guess who has to pick them all up? Me, because I'm the MC, and so I have to follow around the SWAT team, follow around the firefighters, and the police departments, and all of that sort of thing, and the bike riders. Oh,
right.
My gosh.
So one of the things that's unique about this event is that all the models, as you've probably inferred, are volunteers. They're all part of a different
service
group.
Yeah, there are no professionals here.
No, and one of the favorites, in fact, your favorite, Pat, are moms of military service people.
Yes, and
talk
this
about
is
service group.
Boy, oh boy. And it seems like it's more timely every year. But this is a group of women, of moms, who have had their kids in the military service in some way or another. And they are there to honor them. Sometimes their sons and daughters are standing right beside them during the catwalk. And sometimes they are not able to do that. Mm-hmm. And some have given the ultimate price. But it's always, this is the thing about catwalk to me. And what makes it my favorite is that it runs, the experience of the day runs the gamut from complete exuberance and celebration to very, very touching moments to life-changing stories. For example, the last group of the day on the catwalk are the cancer survivors.
Indeed, and that is a celebration.
Yeah.
It's a celebration.
Oh, and it's meant to be. And so it's loud music and it's just a great, great afternoon.
It's a lot of fun, Pat, and we still manage to focus on the main thing, which is to raise really crucial funds for people.
Oh, it raises a lot of money. That's very good news.
In fact, I was thinking over the last 15 years, we've raised well over $2 million
Nice.
All for services that wouldn't exist were it not for this community.
You mean the main thing is not off-duty firemen maybe taking his shirt off on the catwalk?
That's somebody's main thing.
Yeah, that's okay in the moment. In the moment, that is the most important thing that happens. You're absolutely right. But everybody walks away with a story to tell and something that will really be a life-changing moment for them in some way or the other.
Indeed.
Yeah. And so, for example, when the survivors walk out, they'll walk up to a microphone first and they'll tell you their name and they'll tell you how long that since they've been diagnosed with cancer. In some cases, during the catwalk, it's a matter of days or weeks.
Indeed.
Yeah. Stunning. And many times a matter of years.
Yep.
Yeah, so it's a hell of a day. And it always sells out, doesn't it?
Yeah, we are sold out once again, 530 people. And we'll probably have many more there.
Another couple hundred volunteers, right?
Indeed, with all the models and people helping out. This event truly takes a village.
Yep.
It's a massive
undertaking. We believe in it.
And thank you so much for your support over the years, Pat. We could not do this event without you.
Well, it's a blast. It really is a terrifically fun event, and for a cause that touches us all. You know, at the beginning of Catwalk, I asked people in the audience, raise your hand if you have not been touched by cancer. And I have to look around that huge crowd
I don't think there's ever a hand that goes up.
Yeah, there it's very tough to find. So it's a great event. It's taken place a week from Friday
October
at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts under the white tent. And we will be happily celebrating our 15th anniversary this year.
Indeed we will.
We'll see you there, Penny.
Thanks, Pat.
That's Penny Cleary. She's the Director of Development at Sutter Health. We're talking about Catwalk for a Cure.